The following podcast is presented by the Super Network and Pop4D. It's the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a weekly show where your hosts go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a film to do a commentary slash watch along for. We are the number one Tubi related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian.
And they are
Super Marcy.
What is this?
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
I got my bottle of red wine and my vacuum cleaner and I'm ready to go.
And Professor Batch.
That's a Christmas Carol though.
This podcast contains coarse language.
This movie looks like it was
This escalated quickly.
Adult themes.
You gotta press some buttons if you really wanna get that phone going.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. If you want to watch the film along with listening to the podcast, you can find it streaming or perhaps on physical media and just start the film when we say go. And then pause anytime Tubi gives an ad and then press play once it's over to continue. For more information, please check supermarcy.com and you can show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and get exclusive video versions of this show weekly. Now onto your feature presentation.
G'day everyone, this is Bee Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to our milestone episode 70 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And with me as always are my two very lovely co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello Marcy, how are you?
Hello, hello, good to be here and good to chat with you fellas.
Indeed, indeed. And of course, with us as always is our Canadian portion of this podcast, and that of course is the one, the only, Professor Batch. Hello Batch, how are you?
Good day. Glad to be here. Not as sexy as episode 69, but it's all downhill from there.
And indeed, like after the sexiness of last week's episode, which was Showgirls, and thank you Marcy for,
you're welcome.
For that pick, even though we had to suffer about at least 40 hours of ads in between the movie, but that's beside the point. Mm-hmm.
But you had to suffer. You had to suffer. Craven was sitting right next to me, and we all know what he was doing last week.
Yeah, I know, right?
Exactly, exactly. It was very traumatizing for me as watching all that unfold as this episode was happening during our lives, our stream. So, but however, though. It's episode 70 of the podcast, and that means it's my turn once again.
Damn it.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
I thought we stopped giving you turns.
See, this is the thing, though, and I'm still doing this ever since day one of this show. Like, you two guys always pick movies that, you know, you like or love and that. I go back to the original premise of the show is watching the wildest, craziest shit on this show, regardless whether it ends up being good or bad. So, I thought for this one, because I had to really think about this for this pick, and I was sort of umming and ahhing between a few choices, but I decided to go with this film. So, after last week's episode, which is our sexiest episode, we're coming to this episode, which is going to be our goriest episode. See what I did there?
Is it,
so,
though?
For this one...
Is it?
Well, you'll see as the movie is unfolding. But, for this episode, I decided to pick a film that I watched for my 31 Days of Horror a couple years back, and that, of course, is the 2015 horror comedy satire, Do Bro Party Massacre 3.
So this is going to be the broiest of episodes.
Bro.
It's going to be the broiest, and it's going to be the dude, and it's going to be the massacre and the free of them all. But I imagine we're going to be saying dude and bro a lot through this episode.
Maybe, we'll see. So, to be determined.
Indeed, indeed. But yeah, so before we get to the movie, we're going to lay down the ground rules as per usual. All you need to do is look up the film Do Bro Party Massacre 3 if it is playing in your end of the world on Tubi. And we're going to start the film from the very start. And when I count down from 5, and I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure even if you're not interested in watching the movie, or if it's not playing in your part of the world, I think the audio commentary itself will still be a fun listen to regardless. But I'm sure, but the film is available on DVD, Blu-ray, and other streaming services, so it's easy to find. And also, since we are watching this film from Tubi, there will be ads that have been, will play throughout the film. So whenever an ad pops up, shout out ad, and that way you pause the film. And then once the ads are finished, we'll let you know. But we'll make sure to give timestamps for when the ads happen and when the movie starts up again. And that way we'll be in sync with each other.
Hopefully. Allegedly.
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 But yes. So let's get straight to it. So, Marcy Batch, are you ready to have a Dude Bro Party with Dude Bro Party Massacre 3?
No.
Bro.
I mean, bro.
Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro.
Bro.
No, bro. 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 Yeah, bro. Bro. Bro.
Bro.
Alrighty. Let's do this.
Bro.
Counting down.
Hey, I can say bro. I like bro.
That's fine. You behave yourself, you son of a bitch.
Indeed. I have a feeling this might actually be a Craven's next favorite movie, because it has all the hallmarks of Craven love from all the movies we do on this show. But we shall see. Okay. We shall see. Mm-hmm. But let's do this. Counting down from five, and when I say go, we play the movie in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Peace out. So I'm going to go. No. If only this was a 5-second film, it would be our shortest Tubi Tuesdays episode ever.
Totally made up for last week.
Mm. Yes, but to be fair...
To be fair?
5-second films is actually a website that is run by a bunch of comedians that actually produce this film, because their whole niche is that they make a film that lasts for 5 seconds. And also, this film begins with this opening crawl that explains that this is a lost film that had to be destroyed because it was like causing so much panic and horror, but it was recorded on TV one night by a local teenager in the 80s. So we're going to be watching this film from a VHS tape.
Is it narrated by Batman?
Yes. It actually does kind of sound like Batman. A Batman.
Is this already? I'm just very confused.
Pretty much just watch this movie as if you're like literally watching it from a VHS tape, so, or even watching it on TV.
Right, so the concept is like what we're seeing is the recording someone got on like VCR back in the 80s at like 4 a.m. or whatever. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Kids today don't know what that's like.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
How do you think I watched Star Wars for years? I had ads in there. It was taped off the TV.
Look at all these dude bros.
Fucking dude bros.
Fucking dude bros.
Bro. Fucking dude bro.
Dude bros are the new nerds.
Oh, don't worry. There are nerds in this movie too. We'll just have to wait and see. Yes.
I mean, who's this fucking nerd? Look at those eyebrows.
A bit of context.
They're my favorite eyebrows.
A bit of context, because basically this movie is, you know, meant to be the third in the series, but of course in real life this is just a standalone film that's, you know, just pretending to be a sequel. The character who we're seeing right now on screen is the main character of the first two films, who has survived all the massacres that have happened with the dude bros.
Right.
Okay,
that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. Yes.
I do like the concept like of recap. What it is. Like, it's taped off the TV. Mm. Mm. What the? This is some Melrose that Place shit right here. Whoa, someone stole that from, what was that movie? Ticket to Hawaii!
Yes.
That escalated quickly.
Oh, and it just escalates even more.
Wow! Straight in the dick, bro. Wait, why is Larry King in this movie?
You can't kill Larry King.
What? Okay, I need to eat, so I'll be muted for a little bit.
Yeah, well, basically the whole beginning of this is just a montage of the first two movies with all the death scenes. And a dude does head exploded after playing with a Rubik's Cube. And the killer's name is Motherface. And I became a full Delta Bi Theta. But little did we know, Mother had a daughter. Oh my gosh. Meanwhile, in the sequel, Dubro Party Massacre 2.
You thought that was a party. This is a real party.
This is where the real party begins. Bruh! Uh-oh. Ew!
Ew.
So that's a mixture of blood and vomit in that.
Boobies! Booby fair.
Booby fair?
I couldn't go because I got pink eye.
Died by electric shock.
Except for the nerd?
Luckily this... Yeah, well, he was wearing gumboots at the time, so he survived.
Jimmy galoshes.
Well,
he got zapped by a nipple.
Not quite, he didn't quite touch it.
Yes.
Yeah, I see what you mean about the gore.
Yeah.
Or the blood or whatever.
Yes. Death by video game. Oh, he lost his hands.
His hands fell off. Oh no, not the stoner. Randall went on to have three kids.
She's happy. I'm actually grabbing lunch with him tomorrow. The cocaine guy survived. Oh,
ew.
Head first into the... Oh, ew. Ew.
Into the juicer.
I know. Booby for now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm... Okay, these are weird movies if they were made.
Yes. Actually, the bit of trivia on this movie. The filmmakers set out a goal and tried to break the record for the most kills in a slasher film. Ooh. The record was previously held by a film called The Summer of Massacre, which had a body count of 155 deaths.
Oh my god.
So did they beat that, or...?
I'm not sure. It just suddenly says that they are set out to achieve it, but I'm assuming they did if they wanted to break like 155 deaths in this movie.
Mm. See, I feel like this is the kind of movie we'd make if the three of us made a movie.
Oh, totally.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But it would be called like the Nerd Bro Massacre.
Nerd Bro. Uh-oh. Oh no, the psychiatrist is really Motherface the killer.
Oh no.
Oh, she's gonna cut the session short. And there goes our main character.
And now she's all like, damn it, I forgot to ask him to pay for the session before I killed him.
Oh shit. That's why you always get the money up front.
Exactly.
So this is gonna be our new dude bros.
And it's the same guy.
I thought he was dead.
Well, it's his twin brother.
Oh. Well, I didn't know.
Although, why are two guys sunbaking on the ground at a strip mall?
I don't know.
Fucking Sebastian.
This is
fucking
like
Brock.
This is how Bleed sunbathes.
I do.
Sexy Brett Chino.
Yes.
What is that going on there? Oh.
Oh, he was lubing up.
Yes.
Ew. He was prepared for a cuddle.
Yes.
That would have been total cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Uh-oh. It's a fucking nerd.
It's a fucking nerd. Run into him!
Oh my gosh, it was a nerd in a wheelchair! This movie's
yes.
dark.
It's a nerd in a wheelchair. Even if he is in a wheelchair, he's still a fucking nerd.
Bede's an equal opportunity nerd hater.
Exactly. I hate nerds of all different
types. His name is Headcheese.
Nedry Headcheese.
Nedry Headcheese.
I mean, of course he was going to grow up to be a nerd.
More like Nerdry Headcheese.
Yeah, why wasn't his name Nerdy?
Yes. Ooh, now we have to figure out, maybe it might be a little bit too early yet, but we have to figure out how we tie this back to Showgirls. But I have an idea. Okay, since this movie is technically a VHS tape, what if the VHS tape was like somewhere in the house where Nomi and Molly lived in their little trailer?
Not much of a connection.
This is like their favorite. Yeah, it's not much of a connection, but it's like a little thing it's set in that world. But we could probably figure out something a little bit more. Greg Sestero!
Dude, it's Mark.
Oh, hello, dude, Mark, brah. Hi, dude, bra. Dude, sorry.
Mark. That is totally
it is
Mark.
It is Mark. Oh, hi, dude, bro, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark. Why am I not in this movie, huh?
Huh? And why do I look like Nat Wolff, huh? He does look like Nat Wolff from Hereditary, this dude.
Oh, dude, yeah, he does.
I like how, like, every time Derek, like, talks in this movie, someone off screen is like, shut the fuck up, Derek. It's like you, Marcy, whenever I talk. You're like, shut the fuck up, Bede.
Shut the fuck up, Bede.
No.
Ads in a movie? No, real ads! 10, 11.
Bonjour!
We are at 10 minutes, 11 seconds, guys.
If only a part was on this episode.
Yes. See, yes. Bonjour, Quebec! Bonjour, little sea monkeys!
This is going to be one of those episodes, isn't it? Every 10 minutes, we're going to get an ad.
And the funny thing is, dude...
Canadian ads aren't as intrusive as American ads. We're more polite.
Yeah, you're like... Bonjour, Quebec, or whatever it was I already forgot.
You'll be like, bonjour, no apologies.
But our ads come with free healthcare.
Mm.
Exactly.
That is true. That is and doobies. So, is it just me, or does Greg Sestero's character look about 50 years too old to be in a...
Well, you're going to find...
A frat house?
You're going to find that... He's a Canadian 30, Marcy.
That's
well, Canadian 25. Canadian 22, because he's in college.
And now we've got ads in the movie itself. We're at 10 minutes, 17 seconds.
Pizza Goblins!
With a pizza goblin.
We would totally do Pizza Goblins on the show.
Oh, for sure. And we're back to do
this movie has way shorter ads, which is great. And he pisses his pants.
Yes. We don't allow vegetarians in this fraternity, brah.
No, brah.
Brah.
This guy looks like a hard Canadian 50.
You're going to find out very quickly in this movie. Basically, all the actors who are meant to play college students look like they're in their 40s.
Just like in the 80s.
And I think that... Exactly. And I think it was a deliberate choice on that part.
Are we sure that wasn't Hayden Christensen?
It probably was. Uh-oh. Foreshadowing. Todd!
My son, Todd!
Wait a second, that's not... Wait a second. Did somebody say my son, Todd? Hello, everyone, it's Louise Lasso. Wait a second, that's not my son, Todd!
But that's my son, Todd!
Well, you both have two sons named Todd, Louis.
That's not my son, Louise. He's crazy.
He is your son. He looks exactly like you. I'm not saying he's like does have a little mustache like Baby Craven, but he does look like you. Just saying.
Okay, let's get back to the movie, Louise.
Yes. Anyways, I'll be right back because I need some more wine if I'm going to watch this very gory movie because all the red gore reminds me of red wine. So anyway, I'll be back.
Got that out of the way.
Yes.
Bede, it's so weird. You always disappear when Louise Lasser shows up.
You never see the two of them, you together.
No.
Well, to be fair.
To be fair.
Whenever Louise comes around, I am so stunned that I'm in her presence that I literally cannot speak because I am absolutely terrified.
I thought this chick was Paris Hilton for a split second. That would have been cool if it was, actually.
That's a great wig.
Yes.
I think Bede needs that wig.
I do need that wig, and I like how her tan is like
four-tan. That's the wig from Ninja Terminator.
The wig from Ninja Terminator is coming up, but it's one of them.
And somehow this movie ties into the LA Wars.
Yes. Pretty much the LA Wars is like the defining event that sort of combines every movie.
It's the overarching story of season two of the 2B Tuesday podcast.
Exactly.
Someone just wrote a subtitle. I'm just locked in the basement.
Remember, you're the coolest.
I thought I was Marcy, the coolest.
Marcy, Batch, remember, you're the coolest.
Aw, thanks, Bede.
You're the not coolest.
No.
Who's this dickhead?
Get out! Get out of my life!
See, why wasn't Tommy Wiseau playing a college student in this movie?
Well, that would have been hilarious if Tommy Wiseau was in this movie.
He could have just walked in and be like, oh, hi, Mark.
I'm an 18-year-old college freshman.
How are your kids doing today?
Yes.
Anybody seen Lisa?
Yes.
And where's Danny?
Thanks.
Danny, huh? Uh-oh, they got those paddles. Whoa!
This is disturbing.
I don't get the whole paddle thing in fraternities. That would hurt.
I don't know why people get off on hazing other people. It's disturbing.
Maybe it's an American thing.
Yeah, I don't
find it. I mean... I know there are colleges in Canada. Are there any hazing rituals in Canadian colleges?
No, we're too polite for that.
It's like when you haze someone in Canada, you're like, wah, sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Oh, I forgot to mention, we actually have to haze anybody who comes on this show, so...
James just approved of the sixth, so...
Hey! We next few episodes after this, we will be having some very special guests, so some exciting things to look forward to, everybody.
Indeed.
As we pull more people into our web.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And they need to be hazed.
Oh my gosh, I'm being attacked by a toy dog!
Yeah, that was a weird reaction for...
He's got a phobia of baby dogs.
Oh.
Or puppies, I should say.
Mm.
And there's some random, like, you can definitely tell this movie's in the 80s because every room has a picture of fucking Ronald Reagan in every
room. Yeah, I noticed. Ronald Reagan is everywhere.
Ronald Reagan is watching you poo.
Jesus. This guy's losing it.
He's trying to get into the fraternity so he can find out who killed his brother.
So is he going to get paddled now?
Maybe not.
So you remember the hazing in The Simpsons with the stonecutters? That's what we have to do to all our guests.
Yeah.
Fucking wheelchair nerd.
Bede, that's ableist.
Well, it's not my fault he's a
nerd. And in the movie...
And then it's gone again.
And it's like they tried to pause out the ads. I love it.
Edward 40 Hands.
See, this is the thing. It's going to be weird watching this film because there's actual ads that pop up through this film, like within the film. But of course, like, the ads that Tubi provide are going to pop up every now and again, too. So it's going to be very confusing.
I know, I'm confused already.
Yes.
I mean, look, to be fair. Bede just really hates fucking nerds. What are they fucking doing?
They think they're going to a radio station to, like, go online, I mean, on
but
the
But they're obviously going to, like, the fucking airport. Up, they,
by accident, yes.
Although,
yikes.
I don't think...
Plane crash killed everybody!
The term dude bro, I don't think came out until, like, not that long ago. I don't think that's what an 80s movie would be called. I just got to say, that's kind of an error right there.
Well, we don't know what things were like in the 80s, Marcy. I mean, we were only children when we were young, so things could have happened.
That's a hair wig that Bede needs.
See, that is the wig from Ninja Terminator right there, just a bit more puffier. See, that wig has been getting around a lot of films we've been covering for Phase 2 of the show.
Yeah, that's the other overarching storyline for Phase 2. It's the fucking wig.
The wig is basically the Nick Fury of the Phase 2 of the Tubi cinematic universe.
It's the wig is there to get everybody to join the Tubi Avenging Force.
Yes, the Tubi Hood of Justice.
Oh yeah, that's right. Sorry, the Tubi Hood of Justice.
I forget about that.
Exactly.
Well, it was so long ago now.
I know that would have been around nearly this time last year. Hey, a Force Ghost.
It was like 40 episodes ago. It was like episode 30 or something.
I think it was, yeah.
That's crazy. Think about peeps, bro.
Mm.
That's the name of the movie. What's that?
Without the massacre.
No. Mm.
But the massacre will happen.
I use party and massacre synonymously.
Yes. It's actually mascara. The Dubro party mascara.
I see.
Get out of here so I can tend to my wig.
So that mask is just going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hmm.
And I'm very sad she doesn't have
a it's Patton Oswalt. Hello.
He's got
I am the dutiest dude bro of them all. I'm Patton Oswalt.
We all know.
He doesn't sound like that at all.
I mean, Pat Oswalt can try to be the dutiest of the dude bros, but he's always be a fucking nerd.
The fuck? That's a hat pin. Oh. Not all over the rotary phone and Ronald Reagan.
Ew. And cocaine.
The cops are doing cocaine.
That's the best caption ever. I am an immortal fuck machine.
I eat my own crime is the poster in the background.
Yes.
Oh, look at that mustache.
It's like my mustache. A bit more.
Look at that big Ronald Reagan. This woman looks like Tia Carrera in the 90s. I'm digging it.
Yes. I mean, like, now listen up. I was working with the police over at LA Wars. I'm now the new police chief.
See, it works perfectly.
So he went to the same school, like police chief school, as the police chief from LA Wars and also Scotty from Double Trouble.
Yeah.
They're all college friends. They were in a dude bro
That makes sense, actually. But look at this fucking cop nerd, he's on cocaine.
Fucking cop nerd on cocaine.
Oh my god, he just he just sneezed all the cocaine.
That's a funny joke.
Oh, that was funny.
If he's thinking he's high on cocaine, he's gonna be even higher once I wedge him.
What was that?
What voice was that?
It was my dude bro.
Is that your Aussie dude bro Mel Gibson sounding character?
G'day. I'm Mel Gibson. I keep going back and forth between American and Australian.
What's the name of that one Australian horror movie franchise, like with like the guy, the Bushman guy?
Oh, Wolf Creek. Wolf Creek.
Was that your Wolf Creek impression?
G'day, I'm Mick Taylor, and I'm gonna skin some Aussies. No, wait. I'm gonna skin some immigrants, cause that's all I kill, apparently.
But now, yes. I'm gonna skin me some dude bros.
I'm gonna get those dude bros in the outback, mate. I'm gonna send my pet kangaroo to go box them first.
I don't know.
And the dude bro. Those bloody dude bros. I'm gonna hit them with my boomerang.
I apologize for how problematic this episode is so far.
Well, we're making fun of Aussies, Marty, let's just say. Yes. And why is there a stuffed crow in his office?
Why is he on the bad guy's side?
What is going on?
Well, basically, after their, like, you know, fraternity prank, they've been banned from doing stuff. You know, from doing, like, this big major event that's coming up. They've decided to go to a cabin in the woods and have a dude bro party.
Oh, well, where else would you have a fucking dude bro party but a cabin in the woods?
Exactly.
I mean, other acceptable locations would be summer camp.
Yes.
In your dreams.
And also... Yes, and the girlfriend here of that guy back there, she wants to be in the fraternity, she wants to be a dude bro too, but she can't because she got boobs, brah.
That's just sexist and bullshit.
See, women can be dude bros, brah.
What is going on? I mean, this is like what everybody thinks Americans are like, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're American. We do whatever we want.
First of all, as an American, I can do and say whatever I want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you right now, the dude bro massacre, it's all fake. It's all fake news. It's all CGI computers.
That dude bro part of Massacre 3 never happened. And also...
Never happened.
And also, mullets need to make a comeback as a hairstyle that needs to be respected.
Okay, I got one.
All you Americans think that the dude bro thing is real, but you're all lying. It's about those Democrats.
Thank you.
Those damn liberal commie Democrats, they're going around telling us that dude bro party massacres are happening and they're trying to take our rights away from using dimes.
I feel like Bae just screaming.
Sorry.
25.
Bonjour, Quebec.
Bonjour, Quebec. We are at 25:25. I'm trying to give the timestamp. We're at 25:25. Thank you.
We all know Quebec ain't real.
That's 15.
Quebec does not exist. It's not a real province of Canada.
Canadians ain't real. Canadians ain't really that nice. It's all a lie. I should know. I know Brian Adams. And he ain't even real. He's just a musician robot from Brazil.
Now, let me stop you right there, sir. I am Canadian. I am that nice. So watch your tone, sir.
You're not even real. You're just a computer-generated creation created by the people of Pixar who released that Buzz Lightyear movie, and it's all fake. You look so realistic. You're
mute,
a computer-generated
being. Give me mute beats, Mike.
Yeah, I think we need to. Now remember, everybody, go to Quebec. Ready, set, grow.
It exists.
Ready, set, grow.
Oh, we're back.
IKEA.
We're back at 25:29 with a guy masturbating at the cemetery. Wait, that was Craven last week.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, we know. Allegedly.
Yes.
Dude, I was sitting right beside you.
Who's this guy?
Look how fake that beard is. He owns the paddy boat shop. And the thing is, earlier in the movie, one of their pranks they did the year before is they let off a stick of dynamite that sent, like, at a, like, what do they call, what do they call, damn it, it's on the tip of my tongue, and now I'm kicking myself because I can't think of it. A dam, that's it. Oh. A dam that flooded an entire town and it killed this dude's entire family.
But he's friends with them, or?
Oh, no.
No. Oh.
He's, like, trying to do business while at the same time, like, controlling his rage.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
This movie is interesting.
Thanks, Bede.
Bede.
It's not my fault.
It's always your
fault.
You
know what? I'm not apologizing for anything on this show anymore. Because I know you will never kick me out.
You say that, but...
He's got a point, Marcy. We can't kick him out.
I don't know. I have all the power.
I'm here forever and ever and ever.
What is this guy doing?
Well, he told them, okay, guys, now do a funny photo, and they're just doing the funny photo.
And he's humping the grave of a child.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So... I don't know. I'm not going to pretend I know what's going on. It's all right.
It's going to be a dude, brah.
This feels like we're at summer camp.
Yes. With, like, 40-year-old men.
Yeah.
Pretending to be 20 years.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Look at all that beer. That's like basically, like, Craven's weekend stash right there.
That's true.
Oh, the poor kid can't even say the fuck word.
He can't say the fuck word.
Why did they leave him there? Are they just dickheads?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're pretty much bros. They're pretty much able. They're bros, brah. They're ableist bros, brah.
They are. Like, why would they go to this location where they destroyed this guy's business?
Well, they don't realize that, so.
How do they not realize it after what just happened?
Because they're dude bros, brah.
Dude bros are just that ridiculous.
Yes. I think you pretty much realize very quickly that all the dude bros in this film are pretty stupid.
They're dickheads.
Yes. Here, have a skateboard for you to ride on. Oh, wait. Oops.
Hey, he said the fuck word.
Yeah, there you go.
Those dick farts? What?
Dick fart.
I'll show you those vagina faces. Titty jizzers.
Titty jizzers.
That needs to be on a t-shirt.
Hashtag titty jizzers.
I think we might have solved... Hashtag titty jizzers.
Hashtag titty jizzers. Hashtag gaiku kaiju.
Mm-hmm.
Gaiku kaiju. Hashtag vagina faces.
All hell gaiku kaiju.
That guy just killed himself.
And now the killer's like, oh, fuck.
The killer's like, well, I didn't get to do this. Well, fuck that.
I like that the killer, Motherface, is wearing one of those, like, flannel shirts with the sleeves ripped.
Mick Foley style.
Yes.
Was that a commercial on the Volva network?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my god, this guy needs to fuck off.
You got some cocaine? I got some cocaine for you. Let me sniff the cocaine.
I want to punch his face in.
You feel this woman, this police woman's like,
what the fuck? the fuck?
Okay, he's the best character in this movie so far.
Apparently.
He definitely is.
Allegedly.
Yes. See, also, this movie could be set in the same universe as Wolf Cop, to say. Wolf Cop should just turn up randomly.
I think it's set in the same universe as Hell Baby.
Oh, shit.
Ah, he got run over.
Totally killed that guy.
He just killed him.
Yep.
Like, whatever.
Yep.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug, people.
Sorry, guys, I did a Toxic Avenger ride there with the car. Apologies.
They just need someone to take Polaroids of it.
Yes. Well, they did have a Polaroid camera before.
Well, how are you going to know if you got, unless you got proof?
Mm-hmm.
You got to record those points somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Those are rookie numbers. You got to pump those numbers up.
You got to pump those numbers up.
Yes. But
who does he want to bang? Because I wasn't paying attention.
Alright, basically what his dream job is to, like, run one of those mobile libraries, because we read a book once that blew his mind, like it banged his mind, and so he wants to do that to all the kids, bang their minds with books.
Yeah, but he's saying he wants to bang children, but he doesn't mean he wants to, like, pedophile bang them.
Yeah, like, she's like, I think you'd... Phrasing!
That's not what a bang bus is. That's not how a bang bus works.
I thought Bang Bus Bros was a porno channel.
Bang allegedly. Bus bra. Allegedly.
I don't know anything about porno.
Oh, ew.
Ew.
Why does it have to not be a person?
There's some choice lines in this movie.
Yeah. We're not even halfway through. Bloody hell.
We're almost there. Meanwhile, the set. Dude, brah.
That dude, bro, just died.
He went back to his dude, bro, player.
Yes. Now, I'm going to take a wild guess and say at least 80% of these characters are one day left to retirement. I nearly made you spit out your drink.
You almost did.
Getting close.
You almost did, Marcy.
Getting close.
It's already happened twice. It's already happened twice so far in this episode. Oh my gosh, he's wearing white pants. Kill it. Wait for it.
It's Andrew WK.
Andrew WK. His name's Ripstick.
Hello, Ripstick.
Eh? Like a. I like how your immediate thought was just to go to Dipstick, Marcy.
Yeah, I don't know. So, I'm guessing, like, the message of the movie, it's about the friends you made along the way.
Yes.
Pretty much. It's the dude bros you make along the way.
Yeah, it's the dude bro equivalent of Yellowbeard.
Yes.
We didn't make that joke on Showgirls. We should have made that joke last episode of Showgirls. Because as Naomi was coming out of town, she realized...
It was the friends.
Being a showgirl was... You made along the way.
Yeah, it was all the showgirl friends you made along the way.
It was the facets you make along the way.
The facets.
It's the cuddles she had along the way.
Jesus.
Also, I'm going to say this as another connection back to Showgirls. That blonde dude who keeps drinking all the beer and is always drunk, that is Nomi's brother.
That
brother
tracks.
From Yellowbeard.
Mm-hmm.
That tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Greg Sestero. I mean, what? That dude there. Oh, this put a beard cam.
Oh, I need to put on my Ronald Reagan picture.
And that ladder's still going.
I'm
gonna get rid of all those.
This movie's weird. I clearly did not smoke enough before doing this episode.
We haven't played this in a while. What's time for what's batch smoking?
What's batch smoking?
Yes, what is batch smoking?
Batch is smoking some really nice Sunset Mac from Quest Reserve.
Ooh. Sounds sexy.
Really nice hybrid. It's making me get through this movie.
That's Yellowbeard's son.
Yeah, that would be.
No, his brother.
He looks about 110.
He's about 60 years old.
He's a hard Canadian 12.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's party, y'all.
Party like it's dude bro time.
bro.
Bro. Your dance is great, bro.
Hey, B.
Yes.
Did we have any feedback on the To Be Tuesdays podcast?
I forgot to do that at the start of the episode.
Good thing I remembered, dude, bro.
Dude, brah. Huh? But should we wait till the end of the episode?
No, just do it now because we don't care.
Hold on, we're going to play the feedback theme.
Feedback!
All right, quick run through feedback.
Hold on, if you're reading these subtitles, tell my wife I love her and I'm sorry. That was weird.
Yes.
But anyway. Yes.
Anyways, feedback from Facebook, our good friend Tony Meekers says, the our episode of Showgirls, which was last week's one, the episode I've been waiting for, can't wait to watch the movie along with this commentary with my two dear friends, and of course, number 69, quite appropriate. Also, in the comments section of Showgirls, our good friend Haley says, fuck yeah.
Yeah, boy.
And also,
oh my god,
Twitter,
he's in a crop top.
He's got to take that shirt off him somehow. Uh-oh.
Yeah, but it's not a Raiders crop top.
Yeah, though. No, I was going to say it's missing Raiders.
Exactly. And on Twitter, Adam, in referring to our Showgirls episodes, says, it's on Tubi. Guess it's time for me to watch Paul Verhoeven's most controversial movie.
As he should.
And also, in other comment sections on Twitter on this Showgirls episode, B. Harper says, holy grail. Oh, Greg Cicero died.
Oh, bye, Mark.
Oh, bye, Mark.
Oh, bye, Mark.
This is revenge for you taking Lisa, huh?
Tommy Wiseau is Motherface.
He is.
And also, Derek Smith, who was a previous guest on this show, says, Booby Fair.
That's the only feedback we need, Booby Fair.
Yes.
Yes. And also, he shared the post, the Showgirls post on Twitter with the retweet saying, nice, To Be Tuesday finally hit episode 69 and decided to cover Showgirls of all movies for this monumentous occasion. Yes, monumentous occasion. And that's our feedback for this week.
Thank you, everybody, for writing in or leaving us comments. Please continue to do so.
Indeed. That was my girlfriend back there. Oh, wait, never mind.
That was a mannequin. They don't come alive like in the movies.
Wait, they don't?
I hate to tell you, yeah.
Well, I've been dating one for about 2 weeks now.
Yeah, but I think that was actually Christy Swanson.
You can't really tell the difference.
I killed him. He can't. Bean's gone.
Yeah.
I broke him too sweet.
Too sweet.
I broke you, Scissor.
You're my brother, bruh. These are actually dude brothers.
Dude bro. You're my actual bro.
Bro. Bro. We haven't plugged the Patreon yet, so if you want to see the video of us watching this movie and watch along with us, be sure to subscribe to the Patreon.
Thank you, Bash.
Yeah, that way you can, watch the movies, so...
Yeah, you can watch along with us, and if you want to know what those look like, there are quite a few preview videos on our YouTube channel, so just look up the To Be Tuesdays podcast.
Mm. Be sure to like and subscribe. It helps.
It does. Leave a comment. Everything really helps, and if you... like us, like what we do, all that support means everything to us.
Yes.
How much beer have they drank? There's so many cans everywhere.
Mind you, they've only been there for 10 minutes.
AKA just any Aussie house ever.
Exactly.
Why would they? Oh my god. There is a glory hole cardboard.
But who are they going to use that for? There's no women there. Oh, wait a minute.
They don't.
The tape just broke.
All these bills!
They don't really care, I don't think.
Oh my god, that was a douche commercial. And now we've got a real commercial.
Douches in Bonjour, Quebec.
We're at 40
minutes and 46 minutes.
Thank you. 40 minutes and 46 seconds.
Buongiorno.
We're still not halfway through, people.
I found here's something for the patrons. So I was going through some boxes and I found something. I thought I'd do a live unboxing on this podcast. It's the Reservoir Dogs, Michael Madsen with the victim.
Can you just send that to me in the mail? Because I want that.
Let me open this up.
No, don't rip it open. No, no, send it to me. No.
I don't collect boxes. I collect stuff.
That box had one day left till retirement.
That is the most terrifying murder compared to even all the other ones that are in this movie. I can't.
That has traumatized me more than that cat scene in the Firestarter remake. We are back at 40 minutes and 50 seconds.
Well, that was interesting because the ads...
I know, it lined up with the ad. Yeah, it lined up as soon as the ad in the movie ended, the actual Tubi ad came on. And it did that before. Yeah, the first one was kind of like that too.
Hmm.
Tubi's learning.
Yeah.
Hit Tubi is now, but has become aware.
Uh-oh, Tubi is self-aware.
We got to be careful of that algorithm because it watches our show, so.
Yes.
And if you enjoy Tubi original content, you will be able to find on our feeds a special interview with somebody who has worked on Tubi original. So.
Indeed.
Check the feeds for that. I won't reveal it on this episode because we haven't recorded it as of recording this, so I probably jinxed it and there won't be one, but whatever.
Yes. See, Marcy, you've ruined the episode.
I did.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Brah.
Dude, bro.
Bro. Bro. Bro.
Bro.
Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro, fucking nerd cop.
Nerd cop, coming soon from 2 to 3 day.
Nerd
He's
cop.
A regular cop. When the mood comes out, he doesn't turn into a werewolf, he turns into a fucking nerd.
Every full moon, he just randomly turns into a nerd.
Yes.
And he's just like, Nerd Glaven!
Glaven!
Sorry.
I got beat that time.
I sorted. I apologize.
What the fuckity fuck is this? Why?
Is it a box?
Yeah, but why is he in the glory hole box?
I mean, maybe that's his fee.
This is definitely one of those day for night shots, and it's just terrible.
Obviously.
The sun's out.
Like, they should have done a troll. They should have done a troll too, and just said like it's
very nice.
Well, hi, Michael Madsen.
Yeah, I'm not in this movie. I'm in a lot of shitty movies on Tubi, but I'm not in this one.
Indeed.
Delta Buy.
They should have instead of Delta Buy. They should have called Delta Bra.
Maybe the real lesson is that just accept someone if they're bisexual.
Exactly.
I've seen a lot of weird discourse about that lately, and it's like, just fuck off.
Just because they like to buy sex doesn't make them a bad person.
Exactly. And if they want to wear, and also if people want to put boxes over them with glory hole holes in them, then you know it's their choice. If that's what makes them happy, then go for it.
I mean, if it makes you money.
Here, have it.
That's hilarious.
Here, have it.
Wow.
Here,
that's cool. Is he eating it? Is he sucking it?
I'm hoping he's eating
gonna
the carrot.
Gonna get his hand back?
Probably not.
I'm thinking maybe he's doing something to his hand. I'm a little disturbed.
Yes.
I mean, he's just nodding. Oh, I don't like this.
The only thing he's missing is he doesn't have the knife. He doesn't have his knife in his hand. Like,
yeah.
But does the knife come separately, though?
No, it doesn't. That's the only thing missing from this.
That's lame.
Hmm.
Oh, that's still cool.
Sorry, I just had to laugh for a second because that shot of the house again, it's just a reused shot of the house when we saw earlier because the same sign just falls down.
Oh.
The power of the mole.
Molly, Molly, Molly.
Molly, Molly, Molly. He really does look like Nat Wolf from Hereditary. It is freaking
with
me
that
out.
Molly, Molly, Molly does, actually.
Yes. Molly, Molly, brah.
Oh my god, I have to go refill my drink, so I'll be back in a minute. If we get an ad, you have to deal with it, I'm sorry.
This is when the show gets weird, Marcy's leaving!
Oh, yeah, I don't want to know what Craven's doing, just saying.
Behaving himself, he's playing with that action figure now, so I distracted him.
Yes. The killer returns, brah! Brah.
Oh shit.
Brah, uh-oh.
No, why can't Michael Madsen play me in the movie? Why am I stuck with this kick-ass guy? Like, he likes animals? That's not Craven, that's not me. I hate animals, I skinned them.
So maybe, like, you can, like, just show up in the movie at the beginning. Do, like, a Deadpool. Show up at the end of the Craven movie and be like, you think you're the real Craven? I'm the real Craven.
I am the real Craven, man. I smoke way too much weed. I like myself a lot. I am the best. I am the greatest. I am Craven. You are Craven, man. Bullshit.
Now, Craven, I got to ask, since we're watching a movie called Bro. Since we're watching a movie called Dude Bro, Party Massacre 3, were you part of a fraternity with other dude bros?
Oh, I can't tell those stories on podcast. Way too disturbing. They involved animals, and that's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
Keep it, bro. Keep it.
Wow. I bet you were a ladies' man with the at fraternities.
Just play with your action figure.
Dance fight.
Watch the movie.
Yes, exactly.
So what are we doing? We got a dance fight going on?
Dance fight. Yeah, see, they're doing a break in two. It's a dance fight.
It's
interpretive
all
dance. I'm really stunned. Like, oh, and he died. Broke his neck.
Uh-oh, not Samzy.
Uh-oh. Not Samzy. His one day left of retirement was meant to be tomorrow. Are you my dad? Are you Yellowbeard?
Yeah.
He's wasted on beer.
Beer, bruh.
I like how he's got like one octave, and that's it.
Whoa! Here, have an orange juice. See, I want to know the full context of all these commercials that pop out because they only show a snippet of the commercials.
Like, I'm coming around on this movie, Bean.
Yes, this movie. I will say this: this movie is meant to be very ridiculous and over the top. It's kind of a hard one because you know we sort of notice every time we do comedies, it's hard to kind of make like fun of a comedy since they are.
Yeah.
Meant to be funny. I'm gonna marry you, beer.
He doesn't have a tap. Oh no!
No! Oh,
there's the tap.
Here we go. Here, have some blood. Have some blood, beer. Ew. Say what you will about this film, but it has some pretty creative kills.
It does.
And he died.
And to think the killer just set that up additionally with all the keg and everything like that.
Exactly. See, the killer's smart because the killer has to figure out all these different ways to kill all the Dubras.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the most creative way you can do it. And that dude totally looks like Steve Jobs back there. Dubra. Bra. Oh, he's alive! I broke your neck, didn't kill me.
Alright, Pledge. You're in the final stretch of the Delta Vi biannual bicep gauntlet. You've lost pretty much every year.
Sorry.
Not my diary.
Oh, my secrets are in there.
Trace, go. I already know what today's entry is going to be. Dear diary, I lost, and now I'm in a barrel. Oh, yeah. Please, what? Please,
see, this is one of those movies that is so stupid, but you can't help but laugh at the stupidity.
Yeah, really.
Oh, it's a girl! Todd?
Yeah, Todd.
Fucking Todd. Did somebody say my son Todd again? What's going on?
This is a different Todd Louise.
Okay. Oh, I thought that was my son Todd. He's still in the psych ward.
She brought beer, not wine, so...
I'm not really much of a beer drinker. I prefer my red wine. So, you know what? I might as well go back. Until, you know, I drink some more wine. But if a red wine does pop up, or a rotary phone or a vacuum cleaner pop up at some point in this movie, let me know. I'll come back and talk about it. But anyways, I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
And there's no woman allowed, so go away, Louise.
Oh, man, every time she pops in, I'm like, I just freeze up. I can't speak.
You got a crush on her, don't you?
I don't. I'm just terrified. And I think I just saw Baby Kraven back there with a little cigarette in its mouth. I didn't really realize Baby Kraven was in this movie.
Yeah, I'm in this movie too. I got $5 in that game.
Yes. And you won $10.
Yep.
Pledge, bra.
Bro.
Dude.
I don't even want to look at you right now. You've ruined my life.
Why's he gonna rip his shirt?
This is about to be our dude bro weekend. No girls allowed.
That's fine. We can just go to bed.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Just make love to me in my wig.
Yeah.
And my tan. Which somehow you can see at nighttime.
Fucking Todd.
Literally. She wants to do some fucking Todd.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes. We can't be in here. This is where Mark died. Oh, hi, Mark. Hi, dead Mark. She's not even, they haven't noticed him yet. They're literally.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Whoa.
These air holes you poked in the condom aren't working, babe.
No, stay the course.
Little Todd.
Oh my god.
This literally is the perfect movie to follow up from Showgirls.
It is.
She's got, like, Nomi Malone energy, the girlfriend does.
She's got that positive energy.
Exactly. She's got... Don't you quit having sex with me!
Whoa.
Whoa! And she's possessed. Ew.
And he got penetrated, too.
Yes. Double penetration. I'm done. I got a headache. Time for a nap. Ew! I came, and that's it.
Do we need a timestamp?
No.
Well, it's 54:24, just in case. I have to do one thing because all this stuff fell down.
Yes. That's all right. A lot has been happening since you've been gone, Marcy, but you're going to have to listen to the episode to find out what happened in that break.
I don't need to know how many people use the glory hole. It's fine. I mean, I'm pretty sure Louise Lasser tried to use it.
Louise was here, and Craven went on a rant about Kick-Ass, so...
Yeah.
Not my Craven, hashtag.
Not my Craven, hashtag.
Oh! This is what happens when you use the glory hole.
Nope! Damn it, those were my favorite legs.
Those legs had one day left to retirement.
I got out of the box.
My boy is a box.
Only if they're nerd cops.
Woohoo, we're over halfway through.
I said the batch before, Marcy, as a quick tease of what we've sort of like said during the break while you were gone. Pretty much, this is a movie that is so stupid that you can't help but laugh at it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because it gets more and more ridiculous as it goes along. And I think that's the whole intention as well.
Yeah. We like movies that are self-aware that they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we also like movies that aren't self-aware and are ridiculous.
Exactly. Sorry. But you're right, Batch. This guy here, the nerd cop, is the best character in the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, he's got a gun. That's what she said. Oh, well, she literally said that.
Well, I was going to say, she...
To the gun show!
And he actually means his arms.
Yes. Guys, I'm a little scared because I think this dude might actually be me.
He doesn't have a mustache, though. Are we sure it's not? Though.
Yeah.
That's
except
you.
Except I don't take him out.
Like...
Yes. And that's and me when I'm on lots and lots of cocaine. Not literally.
I don't like this. I don't like that he says that, even though that's not what he means.
Yes.
Like Archer, like they say in Archer, phrasing.
Oh, he's got the power of the virgin.
Oh. That, is that
he's
a
got
thing?
Virgin strength. That That's virgin thing? Strength.
Is that a thing, or...?
Well, totally. I mean, if you're a virgin and you haven't had sex, you've got to have that all that... Like, all that pent-up, like... stuff somewhere, so it all goes into your non-muscly arms, and you can push things and cars everywhere.
I don't think that's how that works.
No.
They're gonna run over another dude, bro. Or just crash, whichever. Oh, Jesus!
I mean, that's Superman.
Still better special effects than Superman 4.
That is true. Meanwhile, we'll be back.
Wait, meanwhile, an actual ad?
They're doing it on purpose.
58:18.
They are perfectly timing these ads today.
Yeah, and it's a quick meanwhile, ad, too.
But they're kind of fucking up the joke.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get good food on demand.
Yeah, you can get tacos for Taco to be Tuesday. Sorry, exactly. We're back at 58:20. What the? These are weird ads in the pretend ad movie thing.
Well, that's the thing, though, because we don't get the full context of the ads. We don't know what most
because
of the time we even know what they're selling.
It is literally like when you taped something off the TV and you tried to pause out the ads.
Yeah, literally.
And then, like, as the movie would go on, you'd forget, and so you'd get ads when you watch the movie, like, there'd be longer ads.
Yes. That dude looks like a young Jeff Goldblum. It's, come in, come for a swim, dude, bruh. Dubra. Dubra, get in the water. Get wet, bro. Have a wet jet.
Have a wet jet.
The wet jet.
Callback, yes.
Don't we forget love callbacks about
on this show.
We do. Don't forget about the wet jet, everybody.
I think we sometimes pick when we make references to other episodes on this show, because I've noticed this when I check the downloads, like the daily downloads, like one, like a recent episode, and then I notice like a whole bunch of older episodes have been downloaded the same day. So people could probably like, they're referencing something, maybe have to go back and listen to what it is.
That's how we get you.
Exactly.
We do. We put you into this world of the 2B cinematic universe.
Indeed. Oh my gosh, he's dead. Who am I going to have sex with now?
The glory hole?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
What happened to his legs? Lieutenant Dag, you've got no legs.
Yeah, but then Lieutenant Dan got legs.
Well, that's true. So he just needs, you know.
What the fuck?
Robot legs.
What the
fuck? Really? Do we need that shot?
Bede, you're cutting out a little bit. Yep, Bede, your internet's really shitting itself now.
See the underwater town? What happened before? Okay, how do I sound now?
Yeah.
Do I sound all right?
Yeah.
It's your connection.
It's your connection. It's not anything else. Yeah. Yeah, your internet sucks.
Oh, no.
So, is this meant to be the town that they flooded or something?
Yeah, it is.
So, the dude
bros... I will give them credit for going with this far with this bit.
Yeah. Like miniatures and stuff is pretty clever.
Yeah. All the dead bodies.
All the dead bodies. The torsos. Oh my god, someone killed Todd. Oh, he just clotheslined her.
Oh, that was tremendous.
We've lost Bede, people.
No.
We just have to deal with it. You got clotheslined in the face.
There's a difference.
Mm-hmm. There's a big difference.
Ew. Alright, come on. Do I sound better now?
Hopefully.
Yes.
Hello? Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hello there. Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Sadly, we just have to deal with it.
Hello there.
We'll deal with it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That was a TV show. Samantha Who?
Is that Doctor Who's granddaughter? Samantha Who?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Doctor Who?
Let me in. Me and my wig are in danger.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh!
They're trying to do an Eiffel Tower, but they're doing it wrong.
Yeah, that's not how Eiffel Towers... That's not how Eiffel Towers work.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sorry, I'm just so out of it because I don't know what's going on in this movie.
But isn't that the whole point of this show? Is like we watch a movie and we have no idea what's happening most of the time.
We make our own stories, Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
Motherface. What a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, Motherface is the sister of Brotherface. And she also has Fatherface as her parent.
But you mustn't forget Motherface, who might actually
and
have
sisterface.
Been... Well, Motherface might have actually been Louise Lasser.
Yeah.
Somebody say Louise Lasser. Oh, my God, everybody.
She's back. Damn oh, God damn it.
I'm back once again for my third appearance on this episode because I was in that quick little break when Marcy wasn't here, but that's beside the point. But anyways, I'm
Louise,
just saying it right
counts.
Now.
That still counts.
Oh, that counts. But yes, I have to tell you all,
It is true, Motherface in this movie is based on me. However, though, I didn't kill anybody. I just killed people with both rotary phones, vacuum cleaners, and red wine.
And Terry didn't kill anybody.
And Todd never killed anyone because he's in the psych ward. And my boy Terry, he's a good boy, and he's never killed anyone that I'm aware of.
Right.
And also, all the female characters in this movie have stolen all my wigs.
Yeah, they did, actually. What the hell are you doing out of the beef box, Pledge? Wait, after everything that's happening, they still want him in the box.
Let me talk about my box for a second.
No,
I also have a box as well.
No, no one wants to hear about your box, Louise.
But it was like, it's really big, it's made out of cardboard, and it has a lot of holes in it. But, you know, that's a... But, you know, that's my favorite type of box that I have at home.
Enhanced? That's not how cameras work.
Now you gotta squint.
But, anyways, well, yeah. I gotta get back to my wine cellar because I gotta do some dusting while I'm drinking. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Pour yourself a mega pint, Louise.
I'm sorry about that, everyone. I froze up again as soon as Louise walked in. She just...
Bead's got a crush on Louise.
I don't! Shut up!
You're just sad she wants that hunky boy Craven and not you.
We've been trying to pawn on me. Craven and I have been trying to pawn off Louise on Shaven, Craven's brother. Because Shaven has got the hots for Louise, but she will not give him the time of day.
No.
Yes. I mean, she's gone on a few dates with Shaven, but it's just not the same for her than it is with Craven.
It's because Craven hates her.
Yes.
You always want what you can't have, and she can't have Craven, so.
Exactly. You know, the whole thing, like, treat him mean to keep him keen. I almost said keep him clean, but that's a whole different thing.
What?
I always said, treat him mean to keep him clean. I apologize for that, everybody.
Jesus. So anyway.
Dude, bro. Moving on.
Anyway, back to the movie.
So, dude, bro.
Bra. It's not bro. It's bra.
Bro.
You do realize that eventually there is going to come to a time where we do abandon a movie halfway through the podcast because it's just so bad. It's going to happen. Law of averages. One of these shows.
One of these days.
Well, if we can make it through Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny, make it through Mr. Jingles, make it through Hell of the Living Dead, I think we can stand anything.
Sadly, that's true.
Yes. Oh, she's got a bazooka.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait, it's not a bazooka.
Oh, God.
What the fuck is this?
Stop punching yourself.
Why are you hitting yourself?
I like it's those old-fashioned giant, like, remote controls.
Release bowels is one of the things on there. Ew.
Ew. Oh, he's pulling out his tongue.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, God.
She's got one line of, like, bead. Fucking hell.
Are we sure that isn't bead?
I think bead is actually... Motherface is bead.
She's a woman after my own heart.
Ew. Cat got your tongue. I mean, that would have
been
a cool
line. Into the water you go. Stop drowning yourself. And then he died and went back to the Dubro planet.
Oh, yeah, he's going to go down to the under.
The underworld. Literally and figuratively. Anyways, here's some more ads. Let me
back. Steel Panther.
Something about being bored dressed as a banana. What?
I wish I had a banana suit. That'd be
hilarious. Oh, yeah, because they were in the car accident.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That happened like 20 minutes ago. I don't think that's how you do CPR, mate.
Even I know how to do CPR, and I haven't done it. I haven't done my like course on it in over 20 years. Virgin tears. Yeah. His tears brought her back to life
by making her vomit.
Yes.
This is weird.
Enough about the top tens.
Yeah, he can throw his top tens in the bin. Fuck safety.
Yeah, fuck safety.
From your ass.
Beats cutting out again.
Beats connection is shite again.
Yep.
No! Oh! He died.
Damn it, he was also dead.
Virgin sacrifice.
So what happens when you have one day left to retirement?
Exactly.
Why did she call him daddy?
Ew.
Ew.
My daddy also has caterpillar eyebrows too.
Why is his shirt ripped at the back so he could take it off like that?
Easier access. Here, wear the shirt.
I just ripped it off, but do you like anyway.
Do you like my pasty white skin?
Oh my god, how's this gonna keep anyone out?
Great job!
It's okay, brah. You did a good job, brah, even though it's probably not gonna take it. Gonna fend this off against Mufferface, brah.
I don't know what they're trying to do.
They're keeping Mufferface out.
Yeah, but that's not gonna
work. Why did he take his shirt off?
Yeah, why did he?
There's nothing homoerotic about this, brah. We're shirtless bros, brah.
I'm like, what does this guy's workout routine have to do with this movie?
Well, he and his brother, his dead twin brother, were meant to go to track the day he was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very upset. Because, you know, us guys, if we don't get, if we like set a time and day to go exercise with our bros, and the person dies on the same day, we get incredibly upset and we just feel like we'll never exercise ever again. Mm. And we basically become like out of shape.
I think so.
Yes.
What? That came out of nowhere.
You can trim it, brah.
Have you heard of the Manscaped 2000?
See?
Manscaped hit us up. We would do ads on there.
Yes.
We're going to write to Manscaped because we'll totally pimp the shit out of that.
Yes. See, this is where a Manscaped ad should come in at right now.
Order Manscaped now so you don't have a hairy dick and you don't compare it and to see, a this puppy.
This is why he's afraid of puppies because...
Oh.
Beads cutting off.
So
Bead sounds like a robot, and we don't know what he said.
Beads internet has had enough of his jokes.
But I was stating a fact.
Good talk,
bro.
Yeah, so he,
emotional problems.
So he doesn't like puppies because his hairy dick looks like a puppy.
Yeah, that's why nobody wants to have sex with him. I mean, he could just get Manscaped, and then he'd be fine. Somebody ate all my veggies, brah.
Oh, no. The killer is anti-vegetarian.
Exactly.
That could be any one of us, damn it.
The killer is somewhere inside the Oh, it's a buddy!
It's a buddy!
Wow. Oh, hi, buddy.
See, I was hoping the bunny would somehow be the mother face.
That'd be hilarious.
It was a bunny trap.
It was the bunnies we became along the way.
Yeah.
Ew.
Here, eat some meat. Oh no.
Oh god. Oh,
ew.
Yeah. No.
This is not okay.
No.
Yeah.
Ew.
I don't like this.
You gotta give her A for being creative.
I mean, do I?
Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers have nothing on my creative kills.
Is he trying to be Ash Williams or?
That's what I was thinking too.
Oh my god, Bede, your internet is so bad.
Alright, I'll be back.
I don't think it's gonna make a difference.
I don't think it's gonna make a difference.
He's just
either.
Robotic. I think it's his Wi-Fi is just fucked.
Yep.
He probably shares Wi-Fi with like 100 people.
Probably.
Oh no, it's a killer robotic puppy toy.
It's a little bit of a little puppy robot dick.
Little puppy robot dick. So does this guy hate puppies because his dick looks like a puppy?
Yes, because his dick is hairy.
Mmm.
Puppies!
Where did all the puppies come from? Death by puppy! Oh no!
Oh, brother. Oh.
I don't need to see that. I'm not looking. I'm not.
Yeah.
Nah.
Ew!
Ew.
I don't want to see this.
Bede, why did you pick this movie?
I don't remember this part of the movie.
Yeah, of course you don't. You never remember the worst parts. Bede, we can't see you now.
Well, I deliberately turned my camera off so my internet wouldn't fuck up.
Yeah, but you know, like, we do the video for Patreon, so...
I know, but I thought it just... Hold on.
It's you sound exactly the same.
Yeah.
Why is it that every time it's my episode, my internet tends to fuck up?
It's sending you a message.
Not to pick these movies, obviously.
No.
I'll pick whatever I want, damn it.
Why did you pick a movie that had dog dick in it?
Well, I put dick. That was it. Always forgotten about it.
Your silence speaks volume, Speed.
It was your plan all along, Bede.
I'm only human. Maybe, maybe not. I guess we'll never know. There better not be any dog dick in here.
No, please don't mention it again.
Where am I?
What is this?
Is this Twin Peaks?
No.
Are they in the upside down?
Yes, they're near the town from Stranger Things. It's in the same universe.
That's a blood.
Oh, no, that bunny.
That's a blood hungry bunny.
It's the rabbit from Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Well, it's origin story.
It's got a taste for blood now, so.
It tastes of blood, and then it's like, I'm going to eat people now.
Lines up.
She's pregnant.
What?
She's pregnant with Todd's baby.
But Todd's.
Fucking Todd.
But Todd's dead.
Oh! Yeah, but they had sex. Oh! And then she died.
This movie went there.
And she split it. Oh. Well, she had to split it.
And we have an actual ad.
They tied these ads very well on this movie.
But it kills the joke of the ad. Oh, it pisses me off.
It does. Okay, timestamp. We're at 1 hour, 17 minutes, 56 seconds, and the ad is almost over, dude bros.
Dude bra. It's good food, dude bra.
And we're back. 1 hour, 17 minutes, and 58 seconds.
The late night morning movie, bra.
What the? Yeah, you don't even know their names.
Yeah, you're David Byrne and Jeff Goldblum. Flannel, bro. Turtleneck, bro.
I mean,
that was a good joke. Their names are actual turtleneck and
why is he thinking about his own penis?
Because that's what dude bros do. We think about our penises all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Oh.
Death by knock to the brain.
I'm ready to avenge my brother because oh, is this like Scooby-Doo now?
I know who you are. Yes. You're really old man Willikins.
Wait.
Dad of it.
What?
He could be Ronald Reagan.
It's Ronald Reagan. That'd be hilarious.
He thinks it's Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
But that doesn't make any sense.
It makes sense in the world of this movie.
Yeah. No, it still doesn't, I don't think.
Ronald Reagan's like, I don't like the dude bros. Oh, wait a minute. I don't like them dude bros. It's time to kill the dude bros.
What?
Even the killer is like confused about what's happening. It's like, I'm not Ronald Reagan. Yes, you are, bro.
This doesn't make any sense. I'm so confused. I don't know how this... Like...
I laugh if this was actually the true.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to react.
To the answer to the question? It is Ronald Reagan!
It is!
That looks nothing like Ronald Reagan.
It's he is.
Oh, he's dreaming! Damn it!
Oh, he's dreaming.
I thought the movie had the balls to pull that off, but it did not.
Well, if you want to see a slasher film where Ronald Reagan is the killer, what's the film The Trippers that was written and directed by David Arquette?
That is a pretty decent movie.
We're gonna get all the death scenes again.
Because
yeah.
We didn't already see them. We never established he was afraid of heights. Who cares? This whole thing's a mess.
Yeah. And that's because the school therapist. Oh.
Well, we knew it was all along.
Well, that is
because,
everything.
Because we saw at the beginning it was
the therapist.
It was the therapist, so yeah, obviously.
Yes.
Because she's getting revenge for her family.
I thought that was like Kristen Stewart for a second.
I mean, she could be in the remake.
Yes. Dude Bro Party Massacre Free the remake.
Someone should actually do that.
The title of it should be called.
Yeah.
Starring Kristen Stewart. Mm. And this dude could be played by Robert Pattinson.
That doesn't make any sense. Because you said he looked like
Matt Wolf. Yes, yeah. Matt Wolf should play this guy.
There you go.
Yes.
See, ugh.
But he's got to do the same performance like in Hereditary.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you, Todd.
Fuck you, Todd.
I thought his name was
you
Brent.
You need to go in the...
Yeah, but no, I'm talking more to Todd. I still hate Todd.
Fucking Todd!
Fucking Todd!
Todd, stop escaping the psych ward!
Psych ward? From me, but really it was he meant about you. No!
Oh, the skateboard.
Safety by skateboard.
Oh, he finally made it out alive.
Did you get a Sasquatch with him?
He's got a bear and a wolf by his side.
I'm sorry. Oh, damn, he can control eagles as well.
It's the same animals from Day of the Animals.
I was going to say, it just became Day of the Animals.
Yes. It's the Day of the... I love how this is like using archival footage as close-up shots of the animals.
Oh,
no, he's dead!
And he's...
Oh, well, to be fair, he was a fucking nerd.
He had one day left till retirement.
Yes.
You know, the animals...
Now, let's eat this.
The fake animals in Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny looked more realistic than these animals. Just saying.
I don't think these animals were ever meant to be realistic. She's the hero of the movie because she killed the fucking nerd.
Mm.
The Force Ghost.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hello, Obi-Wan. Oh, wait, that's wrong.
Oh, oh! Suplex. Butt suplex.
It's a dude bro Force Ghost.
Dude bro Force Ghost. Bruh. Really? Do you know Obi-Wan? And Qui-Gon? And Yoda?
No.
And Anakin?
No.
This is the same ending from like Mortal Kombat. When he talks to like his ghost brother. Ah, great. I'm being a sacrifice as a virgin.
Damn it.
Again.
He's the virgin sacrifice.
Again.
And is this Patton Oddball? Ah, fuck, I can't say his name.
So what's with this whole subplot? They haven't really explained that much.
No.
Well, back earlier in the movie when he's on the phone, Patton Oswalt, basically what they need to get rid of Motherface for good, and also the Dude Bros, is they need to do a virgin sacrifice to get rid of Dude Bros and Motherface.
Oh.
So she was in on it as well, but now she develops feelings for this fucking cop nerd. Oh, sorry, nerd cop.
Nerd cop.
Whenever the moon is full, he turns into the were-nerd.
Were-nerd.
Uh-oh, to be fair.
She's gonna fuck him so he's not a virgin.
Exactly.
That's something I can get behind.
See, to be fair...
Yeah, if he's not a virgin, they can't sacrifice him, because it doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's all you need to do, is if you need to stop a virgin sacrifice, have sex with the virgin. But it's got to be consensual. That's the rule. Oh, they're all Force Ghosts now.
Mm-hmm.
Bros.
They're still pushing her out of the way, even in Force Ghost land.
That's right, fuck Todd.
Fucking Todd.
Fucking Todd.
One day.
Answer me, Force Ghosts.
One day we will have a Todd on this episode.
Yes. But we had a Todd. Flowers are blooming. That cherry's being eaten. but it's not being popped, that cherry.
Oh, why did that go up his ass?
Whoa. Yeah, I was turning into the Hulk.
By the power of the nerds.
He's becoming the ultimate dude bro.
He's the incredible dude bro.
Why does that look like Denny from The Room if he were the incredible Hulk?
It's Denny from The Room and he's like decides to become like a muscle bound superhero.
I think she's dead, bro.
She's dead, brah.
Bede, you pick some fucking weird movies, man.
Brah.
Oh my god.
I think that was Baby Craven's younger brother.
No.
Don't even go there.
No.
Ew, no we're not.
Sorry, I just want to listen to Patton Oswalt yelling.
Yeah.
His moustache looks like it's about to fall off.
It does. He should have steam coming out of his ears as well.
I killed so many ducks. Patton Oswalt's the best character in this movie.
Yeah, no, he is.
Along with this nerd cop here. They really wanted to kill the nerd cop. They really wanted him to be that nerd.
They really did.
Oh, look at her hair.
Look at that hair.
That is like a bird's nest on top of her head.
It is a little bit.
Dude, brah.
Dude, brah. Ronald Reagan.
There's that Ronald Reagan picture again. He's like a specter that disappears throughout this entire movie. I suppose they, like, with that little joke of him dreaming, thinking it's Ronald Reagan is the killer, it is a good, like, sort of long... long game joke.
He just, and he blew up. He just blew up.
Patton Oswalt just blew up.
How did he blow up?
Magic.
Magic. It was the police chief's day of retirement. Partner.
What?
I love oranges.
I don't get it.
I'm so confused.
I think it was a joke that set up earlier.
I'm really confused.
There's a Star Wars reference. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's not real because she's a bag of oranges. He didn't realize she was a bag of oranges.
So he was on so many drugs.
Yes. He was on so much cocaine that he thought that she... was a woman, but she's actually a bag of oranges.
Oh God!
It's the long it's the long joke.
Mm. Who's Chico?
Yeah, who is anyone in this movie? Oh no!
No!
The fuck!
I'm so confused.
God damn it, Bede!
It was an orange crisis in town.
How is this not finished yet?
It's almost finished.
Yeah, well, hurry up and finish. Oh, God!
It's like that Simpsons gag. It's like, I love you, but I'm gonna drink you up. That's orange juice now.
Okay, that's the movie.
Thank God that's over.
We're sorry for that, folks.
I don't know what this was.
I don't apologize for anything. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
I'm apologizing that there was dog fucking dick in this movie.
Well, we can apologize for that part, but everything else was funny, for, at least to me.
Yeah, I don't know. This is very weird. Like, I think most of it was quite entertaining, but I have no idea what's going on for a lot of it.
It's one of those ones that you kind of really have to very much pay attention to.
Yeah, but this is the kind of movie you shouldn't pay attention to. Wait, that was porn star Nina Hartley. And I
thought that was Nina Hartley.
None of us pointed that out, though.
Oh, we didn't know that until just now.
To be fair, we were all in denial that we watch porn.
We don't watch porn on this show. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I deny nothing.
I don't know anything. Science.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's anyway, the movie. So,
was Dubro Party Massacre.
Is there like...
I think there must be more scenes because there's another... Yeah, there must be other scenes in this movie. We'll
having
have to check.
A look, but I don't see anything.
Keep going.
Yeah, no, there's... Oh, maybe right at the end?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's have a look. These are all the people that contributed to the...
Hold
here
on.
Here we go.
Okay. Sorry, guys. We're just right at the end because there's apparently a scene.
Yeah, there's like an end credit scene. That's probably why, unlike, say, other movies we've done for this show... they have, like, the recommendations pop up at the last
Yeah, second. As soon as the movie's finished, like, it's done. It'll try to play the next movie, but it wasn't doing it with this one, so we knew there was something up. But it's probably, like, it's a nothing scene.
They can give us an ad at any second.
Mm-hmm. This guy's just appearing in the background of a thing, and that was all it was.
Of all the things. Oh, coming up next on... Tubi, we have Hilarious.
Sorry, it just... Damn it. Yeah, sorry. It went to restart the movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the episode. So thank you.
Yes.
If you were brave enough to tune in for that whole episode. And once again, sorry that there was dog dick in this movie. That's on B.
Other than the dog bit part, I do not apologize for anything about this movie. It was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. But yes, thank you.
My sense of humor is... Sorry.
you can defend yourself. It's fine.
I was going to say, my sense of humor is weird.
Yeah, no, it is. But yes, that is a wrap on episode 70 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. Thank you, dear listeners. We appreciate you for taking the time out of your day to give us a listen. As usual, you can find all the information you need in the podcast show notes, but you can check out supermarcy.com or you can look up the Tubi Tuesdays podcast in your podcast player of choice, or you can check out all our links, which includes socials for the Super Network and Pop4D at Linktree, which is linktr.ee/the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And if you want to find me personally, you can check me out at Twitter on twitter.com/supermarcy or on Letterboxd at super_Marcy. Batch, where can people check you out?
You can find me on the Pop4D Network every Monday and Tuesday. Every Monday, it's Avenging Tales, where James Simpson and I recap all the classic issues of the Mighty Avengers from the beginning to present day. And then Tuesdays, it's Web Tales, where me and Mark Chevalier recap Spider-Man.
Excellent. And Bede.
If people want to find me personally, they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/BedeJamine. And as well as finding all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
Excellent. And with all that out of the way, everybody, we will see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Indeed. See you, everybody. Bye.
Ciao.
Brock. This is a safe place. I need you to tell me everything.
I don't know if I can talk about that. It's just so painful. Okay, I'll try.
For the brothers of the coolest frat in Chico.
Welcome to Delta Bay. You'll see that the party never stops here.
Life was a party.
Your weekend at the lake? All right!
Until the party was dead.
The fuse box is in the shed.
Can you hold my hair back, bro?
Oh, a little help, bro?
Oh, no!
Soon the dude bros will taste their own blood.
Brace yourself.
Nobody is gonna die. Nobody is gonna die. Nobody is gonna die.
I trust in you!
Yeah!
Yay! Hey, guys!
Oh, no! Come on, no girls allowed.
Massacre 3.
No, she got you guys too.
Oh, you don't care. You don't even know our names.
Yeah, I do.
Name us.
Todd, no, turtleneck bro, flannel bro.
Lucky guess.
The Tubi Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, You can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.